Let's continue in our talks from John by reading John chapter 12, verses 44 through 50. In this last section of John chapter 12, we have the conclusion of our Lord's public ministry. Again, we see in no uncertain terms that Jesus claimed to be fully God. Everyone has the responsibility to acknowledge this fact or be judged accordingly on the day of judgment. John chapter 12, verse 44. Then Jesus cried out and said, "He who believes in me believes not in me, but in him who sent me. And he who sees me sees him who sent me. I have come as a light into the world, that whoever believes in me should not abide in darkness. And if anyone hears my words and does not believe, I do not judge him. For I did not come to judge the world, but to save the world. He who rejects me and does not receive my words has that which judges him. The word that I have spoken will judge him in the last day. For I have not spoken on my own authority, but the Father who sent me gave me a command, what I should say and what I should speak. And I know that his commandment is everlasting life. Therefore, whatever I speak, just as the Father has told me, so I speak." Once again, a few background notes, first of all. In the Gospel of John, the public ministry of Christ is concluded when we come to the end of John chapter 12. In John chapter 13, we have the beginning of the so-called upper room discourses, and these were given to the disciples, not to the general public. So here in this last section of John chapter 12, we have a fitting conclusion to the Lord's public ministry. It seems to be a summary of the Lord's overall manifestation of himself to the nation. Notice that the whole section consists of the direct words of Jesus. How many of you have red letter Bibles here tonight? Well, you'll notice that all of these words are in red. When it says in verse 44 that the Lord cried out these words, it does not mean that he wept. It means that the Lord called them out. That is, he raised his voice. Remember, the Lord is speaking here to the crowds gathered in the temple courts at Passover time. It is only a few days before his crucifixion. The fact that the Lord raised his voice indicates that he wanted everyone to hear these final words. They were extremely important then and today. Let's move now to our doctrinal points to see the importance of these final words of Jesus to the general public. They carry the same weight and importance today as they did then. We have three doctrinal points or teaching points from this last section of John chapter 12. Doctrinal point number one, to believe in Jesus is to believe in God. To believe in Jesus is to believe in God. Verse 44. Then Jesus cried out and said, "He who believes in me believes not in me, but in him who sent me." Now that certainly is a claim to deity, isn't it? No wonder the Lord wanted everyone to hear this statement. To believe in Jesus is to believe in God because Jesus is God. Jesus is fully God. You know, the converse is also true. If you don't believe in Jesus, you don't believe in God. Listen to the words of the Apostle John in his first epistle, 1 John chapter 2 and verse 23. "Whoever denies the Son does not have the Father either. He who acknowledges the Son has the Father also." So people who say they believe in God but do not believe in Jesus cannot be true believers. They cannot be true believers in the God of the Bible. That's straight logic, isn't it? Those involved in the Muslim faith, for example, fall short of the God of the Bible. Those involved in the Jewish faith fall short of the God of the Bible. They say they believe in God, but they don't believe in the God of the Bible because they do not believe in Jesus. Groups like the Unitarians also fall short. They say that they believe in the God of the Bible, and they say they follow the teachings of Jesus, but that's impossible. Jesus clearly taught that he was God. If you don't believe what Jesus taught about God, you don't believe in the God of the Bible. To believe in Jesus is to believe in God. Now, to believe in Jesus is not to believe in another God or two gods. No, the Bible teaches that God is one, one in essence, but three persons: the person of the Father, the person of the Son, the person of the Holy Spirit. To believe in Jesus is to believe in the one true God. Doctrinal point number two: to see Jesus is to see God. To see Jesus is to see God. Verse 45, the Lord said, "And he who sees me sees him who sent me." Now, the Lord did not mean here that to see him physically was to see God physically. No, no one has seen God. That is the essence of deity. John chapter 1 and verse 18, no one has seen God at any time. What the Lord meant here was that to see him as to the moral glory of his character was to see the moral glory of God the Father. It reminds us of what the Lord said to Philip in John chapter 14. John chapter 14, verses 8 and 9. Philip said to him, "Lord, show us the Father, and it is sufficient for us." Jesus said to him, "Have I been with you so long, and yet you have not known me, Philip? He who has seen me has seen the Father. So how can you say, 'Show us the Father'?" So the Lord is saying to the crowds there in the temple courts, "Do you want to know what God is like? Look at me. I have come as a light into the world, that whoever believes in me should not abide in darkness." Verse 46. If you don't believe in me, you can't see God. You are in the darkness. What a claim. The same is true today. If anyone ever says to you, "You know, I just don't know what God is like. I'm confused." What should your answer be? Look at Jesus. To see Jesus is to see God. Doctrinal point number three: to reject the words of Jesus is to reject God. To reject the words of Jesus is to reject God. Verses 48 and 49, once again. "He who rejects me and does not receive my words has that which judges him. The word that I have spoken will judge him in the last day. For I have not spoken on my own authority, but the Father who sent me gave me a command what I should say and what I should speak." To receive the words of Jesus is to receive him. And to accept Jesus is to accept God. To reject the words of Jesus is to reject him, and to reject Jesus is to reject God. You can't have it any other way. In verse 47, the Lord said, "And if anyone hears my words and does not believe, I do not judge him, for I did not come to judge the world, but to save the world." Now, is that a contradiction to what we have in verse 48, where the Lord said, "He rejects me and does not receive my words has that which judges him. The word that I have spoken will judge him in the last day"? How do you harmonize verses 47 and 48? Verse 47, the Lord is saying, "I did not come to judge the world, but to save the world." Verse 48, he's saying, "The word that I have spoken will judge the person who doesn't believe in the last day." Is that a contradiction? No. The purpose of his coming was not to judge, but to save. But the result of his coming will be judgment upon those who refuse salvation. Illustration. Let's say we're on a sinking ship. The SOS goes out, and a Coast Guard vessel responds and comes alongside for our rescue. They string one of those safety seats between the two ships, the captain's chair or the bosun's chair. Now the loudspeakers on the Coast Guard ship boom out, Strap yourself in the safety seat, and you will be rescued. But we refuse to obey. We're either afraid, or we don't trust the device, or whatever. What's the result? The result is that we go down with a sinking ship. We die. Refusal to obey the rescue word resulted in our death. We were judged by the very word we refused to obey. Do you see the illustration? That's how you harmonize verse 47 and 48 here. Verse 47, that's the Lord's purpose. I did not come to judge the world, but to save the world. Verse 48 is the result. The result for those who refuse this word of salvation, this word of rescue. The word that I have spoken will judge him in the last day. You know, the same thought is in John 3, verses 17 and 18. John 3, 17, for God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. That's God's purpose. Now in verse 18, you have the result. He who believes in him is not condemned. But he who does not believe is condemned already because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. To reject the words of Jesus is to reject God. Practical application. Our decision now counts forever. Our decision now counts forever. The Lord Jesus said in verse 48, that the way a person responds to his words now determines that person's status forever. The word that I have spoken will judge him in the last day. What an awesome thought. Think of it. The words spoken in history by Jesus of Nazareth 2,000 years ago will be the means of determining the eternal destiny of the human race. Our decision now counts forever. You know, I'm holding in my hand a recent book entitled The Five Gospels. This book was written by a group of liberal scholars known as the Jesus Seminar. You ever hear of them? Note the subtitle. What did Jesus really say? These scholars are questioning everything that Jesus said and concluding that most of what he said, the early church made up. I would not like to be in the shoes of any of these scholars at the last day. Verse 48, the word that I have spoken will judge him. The unbeliever, the one who questions the words of Jesus. The word that I have spoken will judge him in the last day. I trust that that is not true of anyone here this morning. That no one here questions the words of Jesus. Our decision now counts forever.